Two Roman figure. Two free and equal communities. Do I need to remind you that it is about human beings? Two working communities merely and the biological plea? Let us recollect. 1. Kindred matriarchy in the lunar age, leading to human sacrifices that eventually became frenzied. Kindred matriarchy used to glorify woman, but only for her fertility. The animal herd doesn't think of incensing its females. The kinsfolk, therefore, judge nature, making themselves extraneous to it through its worship. This can take us far as to dream of a perfectly natural terrestrial realm in which women give birth every day of the year, Jewish, and where the human soul becomes the seed of an infallible pure instinct. Bourgeois husbandarchy in the solar age, leading to increasingly sadistic inquisitions. Bourgeois husbandarchy used to glorify man, but only for his rational ideation, abstraction, concept, can't be grief. This can take us far as to visualize the ideal of the celestial realm, where the elect soul, a despot of its own ethereal body, finds itself blissfully upset with the divine idea, Beatus, blissfully happy. 2. Under kindred matriarchy, fraternal equality was extolled, but at the cost of disparate liberty. Fraternal, Adelphic in Greek, encompassing both sisters and brothers, for Adolphus is a uterine brother. Delphis equal matrix. Under bourgeois husbandarchy, friendly liberty was extolled, but at the cost of disparage equality. Friendly equal philic, phileo, to please, to desire, in an extra kindred way. From now on, 1. With the appearance of the feminine party, there are now two conjugated communities at the roots of the people, this time a clearly indissoluble marriage. It is precisely why particular unions between genders are protected from the hegemony of one gender over another. In short, because woman is emancipated on the ground of womanhood, a personal equality of genders naturally results. 2. Under husbandarchy, woman's liberation meant the inevitable treason of her kind, and mimicking men to her detriment. It is the same problem that Jewish people have. Being a turncoat doesn't solve the communal issue. Compare Marx, Spinoza, and so on. Or else, it is suicidal emancipation. For example, citizenship granted to French Jews in 1791. It is the same tragedy with the fourth communal civilization. For example, the baptism of Saxon leader Widukind by Charlemagne in 786. Notes about sadistic inquisitions. Compare The Witch Hunt of McCarthyism, 1950-1954. Note about fraternal equality. The mother goddess conceives through her belly breast. Note about friendly liberty. The master god conceived through his head guts. Guts equal diaphragm. Fren. Seed of intelligence. Plural. Frena. Equal brains or mind, in the sense of wit, as opposed to heart, equal thymon. Note about the last paragraph. As for us, we paved the way for the rabbis, Brahmins, and other shamans, and red Indians, of a neo kindred international, which will retrieve the traditional identity for the benefit of the childbirth of the third species of the human race. Here, masculinists side with the triumphant feminists.